Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Dominguez on the 11th of January, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Google Pilot's interpreter mode for smart displays and speakers running Google Assistant. It provides real-time language translation, and Google demonstrated the technology in a hospitality scenario. A German-speaking guest conversed with an English-speaking concierge, now live at 3 US hotels. Google updates Assistant with flight check-ins and hotel bookings. The flight check-in is initially limited to domestic trips with United Airlines. The hotel booking supports several brands, but the user must know the specific location for booking. It will both rolling out over coming days. IBM announces Q, a 20-qubit quantum computing system designed for scientific and commercial applications. The company stresses that Q is an early iteration of systems that will ultimately address processes that are too complex and exponential for classical computing. It also announces Q Network, an initiative to bring researchers together to explore the possibilities of quantum computing. Reuters obtains documents in Iran and Syria that strengthen links between Huawei and two companies through which Huawei transacted, allegedly violating trade sanctions against Iran. US authorities claim Huawei CFO misled banks, saying the two companies were entirely separate from Huawei. Now these documents support a US case against Huawei CFO. A report from F5 Labs indicates that IoT devices are now a top target for cybercriminals and hackers. The report says ThingBots, or IoT devices that have been compromised and added to a botnet, are becoming more common. Additionally, F5 reported that 80% of all known IoT attacks have occurred in Spain. With so many devices already deployed with lackluster security, it can be difficult to retroactively fix the issue. Harley-Davidson dropped some important details about its forthcoming and hotly anticipated electric motorcycle, Livewire. The motorcycle manufacturer announced it will begin taking pre-orders for its first electric two-wheeler, with deliveries expected later this fall. But it won't come cheap. The Livewire's list price starts around $30,000. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.